Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thank you for allowing me to be a little extra obnoxious this week as we celebrated our 15th anniversary. And I'm very excited about having our next guest on the show. Jay Meeks is back. Jay is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for 8 years. Count them, 8 years. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Insperity. Full disclosure, they're our presenting sponsor. And he's here with some new information. They've been polling their customers on what they think about, these business owners think about how things are going. And I've asked Jay to bring some of that information to us. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I've heard this before, but you know, it's down to a day over 10 years. That's much under 15-year anniversary.
I appreciate that.
It sounds like you're having fun there today.
Oh yeah, we have fun every day, but I've been a little extra obnoxious this week. I was given fair warning. My anniversary week, I'm always a little extra obnoxious, and so, but you know, one of the things I do, Jay, and this is something I think maybe you can comment on. I've been using this extra level of obnoxiousness as a model for helping small business owners to realize that they should be celebrating their milestones too. 1 year, 2 years, if you're a startup, first month, whatever, you get a big customer, you close a deal, you learn something, you take a course, you join an association, whatever it may be, those are milestones that I think it's good for you, it's good for your employees, it's good for your customers to see you celebrating those milestones. What do you think?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, there's plenty of times in between that you're not celebrating. So every opportunity that you have to recognize folks around you and even your own accomplishments, it's just good for your psyche.
Well, I appreciate you saying what you did, because that's what I've said earlier when you said there are plenty of things that happen in the middle that aren't so great. You know, if a small business owner doesn't find a way to celebrate, to come up with a standard attitude about, a default attitude about celebrating, the tough stuff can take you down, can it?
Well, I remember Jim, when we had 50 total corporate employees.
50 employees.
Telling you, we looked for every opportunity to celebrate we could.
Yeah.
We weren't necessarily profitable, you know. So
right.
It was a high energy kind of situation that we were in, because it was things we were up against were quite difficult many times, but we had our course lined out and had a vision. So that's a big deal. Celebrate the way as you go to your ultimate success.
Well, and also I think in addition to establishing the default attitude that you're going to celebrate your milestones, something else that I heard the founders of your company say once that really inspired us, my wife and me, and that was that even when you weren't sure you were going to make it, even when you weren't profitable, even when things were tough, your company still made a commitment to give back. And I'm only saying that, folks, to say that inspired me when I heard that, to realize that those are the values that you guys established, and I think that's something that small business owners should think about too. Regardless of how things are going, you should establish the values that your company is going to operate by, the moral compass, so to speak, the true north, the attitude about those around you, your attitude toward the community. Establish those things irrespective of what's happening with the company. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We, as you said, we have a community involvement effort going on from almost the very beginning. And it really, to me, gives you it gets back to the balance mentally in business. And if you're giving back to the community, even before you're necessarily, profitable to the extent that you'd like to be, I'm telling you, good things happen, Jim. I mean, these are principles that lived since the beginning of time, and the sowing and reaping principles. So you've got to give your business every chance you can. And one of the biggest ways is to start giving back in the community and start seeing what happens from that effort. And you do it, Jim. You do it not knowing which way the blessings are going to come from.
Right.
You do it because it's the right thing to do.
One of my favorite passages in the Bible is from Ecclesiastes, and it's cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. And I think that's what you just said. Jay, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Hold on. When we come back, I'm going to let you give us that one. And then we're going to talk about the survey that he's conducted. I got him talking about milestones. We're going to talk about the survey when we come back. More wisdom from Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Insperity. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.